It's that time of year again when the chestnuts are roasting on an open fire and Jack Frost is nipping at your nose.
Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe will help to make the season bright.
We're not quite ready to put out the eggnog and cookies for Santa, nor have we finished. Who are we kidding? We haven't even started our Christmas shopping. But we're looking forward to seeing our favorite holiday plays and musicals. A Christmas Carol, the stage adaptation of the Charles Dickens classic, is at Princeton's MacArthur Center Theater.
Even when he achieved the immense success and the financial stability that he did, he always felt a kind of scarcity. And that's where he wrote Scrooge from, and that is the character that we meet at the top of this show. And the journey that we go on with him is a journey of healing.
That was Lauren Keating, who's directing A Christmas Carol on the MacArthur stage. It's playing through, appropriately enough, Christmas Eve. Visions of sugar plum fairies have danced in your head all year, and now they're live. The Philadelphia Ballet presents the Nutcracker at the Academy of Music. George Balanchine created the timeless ballet set to the music of Tchaikovsky. You can see the production through Wednesday, December 28th. There's no snow in the immediate forecast, so outdoor events should be good to go this weekend. The reenactment of George Washington's famous Delaware River crossing takes place, where else? At Washington Crossing Historic Park. It wasn't called that then, of course, but on Christmas Day in 1776, Washington crossed the Delaware with his troops and went on to win the Battle of Trenton. The crossing will be reenacted on Saturday starting at 11 a.m. with a full day of activities and again on December 25th. We'll have all those details on our website, whyy.org/things to do. It's going to be icy in Fishtown this weekend. The fourth annual Fishtown Freeze and Winter Wonderland is happening with more than 20 custom ice sculptures on display in the neighborhood. At the Winter Wonderland's outdoor stage starting at 5 p.m. at the Fillmore, there will even be an ice bonfire, along with DJs and live entertainment. The event includes a kids' arts and craft event at Frankfurt Hall and even more. Everything gets started at noon. If you'd prefer to stay inside this weekend, we have something for you too. The Franklin Institute is hosting a flannel and frost event on Friday. It's strictly 21 and up, and it's one night only. But it's going to be special with performances, music, and storytelling. Sounds like the perfect thing for a cold winter evening. That gets started at 7:30 p.m. We have something special for the kids this week. The Philadelphia Orchestra hosts its Children's Holiday Spectacular at Verizon Hall on Saturday. The event includes sing-alongs, Santa, and special surprise guests. Things get started at 11:30 a.m.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel.
And in Willow's Grove, you can brunch with the Grinch. Yes, he'll be there to hang out and take selfies at the Philly Photo Spot. Now, you can take your own photos with him, but if you want a professional shot, that's a separate cost because that's how the Grinch gets down. The brunch is on Saturday, and that also starts at 11:30 a.m. You may get the chance to take some selfies with the Pride of New Hope. The band Ween is in town for a two-day stand at the Met Philadelphia.
At the dawn, I woke.
And Dean Ween, those are their stage names, are known for their offbeat humor and were once called the weirdo Lennon and McCartney. But they've said their biggest influence was Prince. Yep, our guy. Ween shows on Friday and Saturday start at 8 p.m. Things to do, we must come to an end, but not before we direct you to one more concert this weekend. Marcia Ambrosius has local ties as well.
Oh,
She moved from London to Philadelphia as part of the duo Floetry and was once managed by Jay Irving. That's Dr. J's son. Yep, that's right. Now solo, she's at the Keswick on Saturday night with Kiki Wyatt. The show starts at 7. We're never far away. You can always check us out on our website, whyy.org/things to do, where you can find out where the big rare book sale is happening this weekend and who's performing at the Candlelight Concert at Winter Tour in Delaware on Saturday night. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.
I can't believe that you're my way.